Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Ezekiel. So you, mortal, I have made a sentinel for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked ones, you will surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from their ways, and they do not turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now you, mortal, say to the house of Israel, thus you have said, our transgressions and our sins weigh upon us, and we waste away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read the psalm responsively. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end.
Give me understanding, and I shall keep your teaching. I shall keep it with all my heart.
Lead me in the path of your commandments, for that is my desire.
Incline my heart to your decrees, and not to unjust gain.
Turn my eyes from beholding falsehood. Give me life in your way.
Fulfill your promise to your servant, which is for those who fear you.
Turn away the reproach that I dread, because your judgments are good.
Behold, I long for your commandments. By your righteousness, enliven me.
A reading from Romans. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is, how it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not reveling in drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly, I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Paul Nectarline is a retired ELCA pastor who has spent the last several decades exploring and compiling reflections on scripture using René Girard's theories about divine violence as his primary lens. In his reflections for this week, he notes that the very human, culturally acceptable understanding of forgiveness gets stood on its head by Jesus. Ezekiel offers a glimpse of what many of us consider to be normal. In this passage, identified as Martin Luther's favorite in all of Ezekiel, the prophet is set as a sentinel to give warning to the people. The warning is to repent so that you may experience God's mercy instead of God's wrath. Of course, what is interesting is that the instructions to Ezekiel don't say that God will execute wrath, but rather that God will abandon the unrepentant to die in their iniquities. One might surmise that those iniquities are the very cause of their death. God's message through Ezekiel is to choose life, choose repentance. Some of you know that I study Murray Bowen's family systems theory as a lens for leadership. In this understanding, relationship, particularly family relationship, is understood to be the fundamental unit of society. Now, this understanding runs counter to understanding the individual to be fundamental. Bowen suggests that when conflict or tension emerges in relationship between two people, one or both will reach out to a third person instead of addressing the discomfort. They form a triangle to diminish the tension, to stabilize the relationship. Such a move to form a triangle is often seen as unhelpful. It rarely addresses the core relational issue. It can displace the emotional intensity. It can also freeze relationship patterns in ways that calcify. These calcified triangles can lead to people getting stuck and not being able to move forward. In the gospel today, the church jumps right over parts of Matthew that continue the theme of scandal. In Matthew, the Greek word skandalon is pretty consistently translated as a stumbling block. And over in the story, before what we hear today, the stumbling block is to those who believe. The danger of scandal is the loss of faith. All of this is to suggest that the sin, the iniquity Jesus is talking about is any stumbling block that puts faith at risk. If someone in the community speaks or behaves in such a way, then Jesus says the first step is to approach that one to resolve the relationship. Note that Jesus first calls the faithful to one-to-one conversation. If that does not work, then bring witnesses, form a triangle. If that does not work, then form a really big triangle, bring it to the church. It is in this context that Jesus reiterates what the gathering of disciples binds or loose will be bound or loosed in heaven. It is in this context that Jesus makes the promise that where two or three are gathered in his name, presumably to discern whether the law of God applies in this situation, Christ is also present. What Pastor Nectarline notes is striking. The process for addressing the scandal is based on an understanding that God's grace and forgiveness precedes the call to repentance. The assumption is that within the community, the people of God are already within and under the promise and hope of salvation. Nectarline paraphrases the work of Raymond Schwager with these words: Jesus completely turns around the order. God offers unconditional forgiveness first, so that we might be moved to truly repent. From this, he proceeds to argue that when one refuses to repent, then Jesus admonishes to treat them as one who is outside the community. This is not to say that the scandalizer is rejected, but rather that they need to learn more deeply the truth of God's grace and be invited more deeply into knowing God's unconditional love and forgiveness that invites each one of us into faithful response of transformative repentance. The Apostle Paul condenses all of the law of God down to the core. Love your neighbor as yourself. Grace precedes. Love first. Of course, life is so much more nuanced. There are circumstances when the sin is by the key leader in the organization. There are times when the boundaries have been so violated, when abuse has occurred, that one-to-one conversation is not appropriate or healthy or safe. In such egregious events, then within the life of the church, the concern is to be raised with the pastor, and if the abuser is the pastor, with the executive board or with the bishop's office. Both the congregation and the synod have policy and process in place for these difficult conversations. The call for the faithful is to live in community. As community, each one is called to start first from a place of falling into the truth and magnitude of God's love. From that love is unconditional forgiveness. From such forgiveness is an invitation to live in ways that build up faith individually and for the community. For those of us who are honest with ourselves, living in such faith, building hope, also calls for changed minds, changed hearts, changed lives, repentance. In short, each one is called to continual repentance precisely because God has already loved you. Let that massive love for one another be grounded in forgiveness of one another.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's SAINT AndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.